So think about sounds like this. And certain sounds, therefore, have different capacities than other sounds. And there are certain sounds that are associated with this ability to be able to manifest. And if you learn these sounds and practice these sounds and meditate to these sounds, you will begin to access and make contact with the higher vibrational frequencies beyond the world of form. I came across something that Muktananda said in Reflections of the Self. He said that when sounds originally were created, the ancient sages vocalized the sounds vibrating in the different chakras of the body during meditation. And making these sounds acquaints us with the subtle force within ourselves, perhaps for the first time. So that when you think about how sounds came about in the first place, what Muktananda is saying, that the ancient sages vocalized the sounds vibrating in the different chakras of the body during their meditations. They would meditate, and they would hear sounds, and then they would use those sounds. And those sounds were later turned into words. And so what Guruji explained to me is that there are two essential chakras in the body to be concerned with in terms of manifesting. One is called the root chakra, the base chakra, or the sex center. Okay? And if you don't know where that is, you can turn this tape off right now. It isn't going to help you at all. All right? And the root chakra then has a channel, an internal invisible channel that goes from the base chakra to the third eye. And the third eye is the place that is located on your forehead between your eyebrows. Okay? And you think of this as a chakra or as an opening or as a computer terminal, if you will, that has been closed over. And to be able to radiate out energy from the third eye while meditating and sending that energy out into the world is one of the ways that we practice manifestation. And he said that there are two sounds to think about. One sound is the sound of creation. And the sound of creation, it's interesting, he encouraged me to look up the names that we have come up with throughout history for the Creator, for what we call the Creator. But as I looked up the name for the Creator in all of the different traditions in the world, ancient and modern, civilized, uncivilized in quotations, Eastern and Western, contemporary, and so on, I came up with 30 names for the Creator. And I was told that the sound will be in all of them. So listen to these names and see if you can hear a sound that they all share. The name for the Creator for the left-hand side of the room. Ra, Krishna, Rama, Buddha, Vakintanka, Adonai, Brahma, Siddha, Ahura Mazda, Shiva, Jehovah, Mahio, Kamisama, Naguo, Kali Durga, Tat, Sugmad, Gayana, Mahanta, Mahavira, Anu, Koda, Akua, Atva, Nanak, Asambula, Yahweh, God, Ato, Allah. And what is the sound that is with each and every one of these? The sound of Ah. This sound of creation, the sound of Ah, is the sound of God. And it is a vibration like everything else that is mediation between the world of matter and the world of spirit. And it is the only sound that you make that requires no effort. Creation is effortless perfection. So if you open your mouth and take in a deep breath and don't move your tongue or your lips or your teeth or your jaw, and watch my mouth as I am making sounds right now, and watch how things are moving, even though I don't know how I'm doing that. My nature is doing it. But nevertheless, my teeth are moving, my jaw is moving, my tongue is moving, my lips are moving, and as a result of all this movement, sounds come out. But when I open my mouth and I take in a deep breath of giving and receiving, and all of creation is giving and receiving, every breath you take is a taking in and a giving back. It's receiving and giving. As I open my mouth and make the sound ah, notice that if I move anything, I change the sound. But if I move nothing, I have the sound of ah, and it's the only sound that requires no effort. So it's ah. Now as I move it, do you see what happens? The minute that I move anything, the sound stops. It's not an accident that this sound is in the names for all creators, because sounds originated with ancient sages vocalizing what they heard in their meditations. This sound of ah. It is the repetition of the sound of God. And Muktananda, in Reflections of the Self, when he was teaching his students, said, "With eyes brimming with love, sing his name. All inner mysteries will be disclosed. Every bird and plant will reveal itself to you as Brahman. The knowledge of Vedanta will manifest everywhere. O dear one, keep chanting God's name. While sitting or standing or involved in the world, never forget him. Unite your mind with the self." The way that you unite your mind, which is on the left-hand side, with the self, which is on the right-hand side, the way that you do this is through the use of the sound of ah. I ask you very early in this program to think of something that you would like to be able to manifest if you knew you had this power, if you knew it, if you had been taken out of your tribe and raised in a place where doubt was not possible, and you knew you had this power. What would it be? Would it be a healing? Would it be a promotion? Would it be a divine relationship? Would it be abundance? And people say to me, "You telling me, Wayne, that if I do this, I can win the lottery? Is that what you're saying?" And I say, "Well, let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you won the lottery? How would you feel if you suddenly found out that you had $1 million a year guaranteed for the next 20 years? How would you feel?" Well, the answer always is, I would feel secure. I would feel blessed. I would feel safe. I would feel thrilled. I would be happy. I would be ecstatic. I would be joyful. And my response is, I can't guarantee you the lottery, because God handles the details. But I can guarantee you bliss, security, happiness, joy. All you have are your feelings. That's the currency of the heart. The intellect's currency is analyzing and figuring. But the currency of the heart is your feelings. All you want to do is be at peace. That's all you're looking for on this time that you're here, in this parenthesis in eternity called your life. So what you do as you think about what you would like to manifest in your life is you take your attention off of it and put your attention on its essence, on the feeling that you will have as it begins to manifest. Okay? So you're not thinking about it showing up as much as how I will feel when it does, however it does, whenever it is supposed to. All right? You are participating in the act of creation. You are detaching from the outcome. You are unconditionally loving and knowing, and then you go about your business and you look for the cues. But you don't tug at the chutes. You just allow. And you use this sound of ah, the repetition of the name of God. There are places in the world where people do this meditation for 12 and 13 hours a day. I'm telling you right now, if you do it for 20 minutes in the morning, just this meditation in the morning for 20 minutes, and you put your attention on the third eye and clear the channel between the root chakra and the third eye and allow that energy to go out through the third eye, you will feel nourished, soul nourished, when it is completed. The sound of ah is the sound of joy, the sound of creation. It is the sound that accompanies procreation at the root chakra. And as amusing as it is also filled with a truth that perhaps if we could clear this chakra called the third eye, where our soul supposedly can be released, and see a channel moving up inside of us that has been blocked, and see this third eye as an opening that has been closed over, that I am going to open up mentally within myself, and I am going to put this energy of ah out into the universe, and as I do, I am going to attract to myself through the power of creation. Now, the left side of the room and the left brain has a great deal of difficulty with this. But remember, it's your conditioning. There are places in the world where people understand this and know this. And they're not asking for gold to show up in their life. They understand that they are at peace. And security is what they're asking for. And however that security shows up, it's fine. And there are people in the world who have no gold, like Sun Quar, the servant, but who are at peace and secure and fulfilled. And after all, that's all you're looking for. How it shows up is outside of our control. So that's the sound of ah. And it is the sound of the morning meditation. There's also another sound. And this second sound is the sound of all that has been manifested in the world. This is your meditation of gratitude. If you take anything in the physical plane and reduce it down to its basic sound and put it on a scope and measure that sound, you will hear the sound of Om. The sound of Om. It is the universal sound. It is a sound of gratitude. In the evening meditation, you also repeat the sound of Om. But you don't ask for anything. You just send out your gratitude for all that has manifested in your life. And you will feel an enormous sense of peace and joy. And then those are the two sounds that we're going to do in the meditation here in a few moments. The sound of ah in the morning, the sound of om in the evening. The first third of the meditation, I recommend that you do it out loud, wherever you are. And then you do it more silently for the second third. And the final third, you do it with silence, silently to yourself. And all the time you're doing this sound meditation, this is your inner mantra, you are putting your attention on the third eye, releasing that energy out through the third eye, and you are only focusing on the feelings that you have. The feelings, not the event itself. And then in the evening you do the same thing with the Om. And then the interesting thing is that you combine the two sounds at the end. And remember I said very early on in this program, enlightenment is being immersed in and surrounded by peace at all times in your life. Peace is what the higher self, the sacred part of you, wants. When you combine the sound of manifestation with the sound of all that has been manifested, when you bring them together, those two sounds, the left side of the room and the right side of the room, when you bring them together, you have the sound that means peace, enlightenment. And that is the sound, the last sound that you make before you go off to sleep at night. The sound is Shalom. The combination of Ah and Om is Shalom. Peace. Enlightenment. The highest place you can get to.